Welcome to Affiliate Buzz, the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. James and Arlene Martell are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Now, please welcome James and Arlene.
Hi, it's James Martell here, and yes, welcome to edition number 435 of the Affiliate Buzz, where we've been keeping affiliates inspired, informed, and motivated to succeed with affiliate programs since way back in 2003. If you're joining us live here today on cranberry.fm, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. And yes, I am here with Arlene today, and we're going to talk about PAD 2.0, 8 creative ways to repurpose your most successful content to rank and convert. Arlene, welcome back. It's been a while. I'm sure listeners are wondering, where the heck have you been?
I know. I haven't been here for so long, but you've had some fabulous guests on.
I have.
It's been good. It's been a great summer.
Yeah, you have taken a little bit of a summer off, and I know you've been over to the island to visit our youngest daughter and currently youngest grandchild.
Yes. Yeah, Calvin is already 11 months old. It's hard to believe. So we were planning his first birthday party. So that was lots of fun.
Yeah. And so that's coming up in what, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks?
Nope, that's in a month from now. September 17th.
I should know these things. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
About 3 weeks from now.
And then you've got something else on the go with our oldest daughter, Shelby, of course. Talk about that. I take that back. It's not much more exciting, but it is more exciting than
it's
a first
very
birthday.
Very exciting. Yes, very, very exciting because she's having her baby number 3 in 2 weeks from now. She's expecting a baby boy. And, of course, she already has the 2 girls. So to have a boy in the family is pretty exciting. And they live very close to us. So I'll be able to get lots of newborn baby snuggles in.
There you go. Yeah,
she's so excited.
Literally not even 5 minutes from here. And they're over here at least 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Yes.
And way too much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have some other exciting news with our son, Justin. But are we sharing that now or are we going to wait till the next
one? No, we better not. Because that's not even out of the bag yet. So I wouldn't suggest doing that. No, we wait for that.
All is good in our family.
Yeah, all is good. So let's do this. We're going to talk about PAD 2.0. We're going to talk about creative ways to repurpose your content. We're going to share 8 ways that we've been doing that internally and for clients with the goal of widening our exposure online so that we can rank better in the search engines, which is much more of a challenge than it was, say, 10 or 12, 15 years ago, and that we can convert more of these visitors into customers so that we can, of course, as affiliates, get paid commission, or if we're marketing some of our own products and services, we can sell more of those as well. So, what I thought I would do is we talk a little bit about SEO up front, why this is important, why it's working. We'll talk a little bit about PAD really quickly. Then we'll talk about PAD 2.0 and then why repurposing your most successful content makes so much sense. And we'll get into that and then we'll get into the break and then we'll get into 8 ways you can repurpose that content that we're going to talk about today so that you can rank higher in Google, you can convert more customers, and you can widen your online exposure and get your content in front of your most ideal clients where they happen to be hanging out online, no matter where they are. So let's do this. So let's talk about PAD first. Let's begin with that. Take us back, if you would. Do you remember what the acronym stands for?
Professional Article Distribution.
There you go. And take us through, because we did literally thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of articles. Talk about what we did with those articles.
Right. So what we did is we'd have a professional article written, and it would be on, the topic, and we would offer that to another webmaster who would have an audience that would, where that topic would be relevant,
yep,
and important, and would be something that their readers would be interested in reading.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So we would just give them that article for free, and in exchange, we would ask for a couple of links back.
Exactly. And those backlinks, for those who may be new to SEO, for those of us who've been around for a while, this is old ham. But yeah, those backlinks is what used to be the driving force to push our pages, or in your case, if you were employing the strategy, your pages to the top of the results in Google and most of the big three search engines back then. And it was these backlinks that were pointing to your site that were basically, to take a long story short, or make a long story short, would be to Google would look at those backlinks or those links to the pages on your website basically as a vote of sorts. This is really simplified explanation of it, but basically a vote of sorts that was good quality content, and then they would use those votes to determine where your pages would rank. And that worked very well for about probably 10 years. And over those 10 years, though, as more types of content has begun to permeate the net, such as Facebook and, you can go to Pinterest and all of these Instagrams and all of the different places now that we can post content, it turns out that Google is starting to look at other forms of content online. And I heard one SEO expert actually coin the phrase branding is essentially the new SEO. And I learned this, I probably read that article a couple of years ago, and we basically dove into it because it made so much sense, absolutely 100% accurate in his assessment, that Google is not only looking for one type of content, because if you think back to those days, Arlene, all of our backlinks essentially came from the same type of content on the same type of sites. We orchestrated, we created it. We were basically, in a very professional way, manipulating the search results so we could get highly ranked in the search engines. And if you look towards it today, what Google is looking for is different types of content to be associated with you and your website. And so if you've got content, popular content that's posted on all kinds of websites and all kinds of content that are out there on different types of sites that are associated with you through links back to your site, mentions of your business name, maybe your address, your phone number, various things that Google can look at to help determine that this content is related to you and that it's popular content and that there's a discussion going on around what you're up to, this can really help you get highly ranked in the results. And what I was thinking with this is, why it makes sense to repurpose content with this in mind. Because if we've got to let me just say, slow this down a little bit. So imagine, Arlene, we want to get our content on various types of websites. That's a given. Yeah. We want to be found on YouTube. We want to be found on maybe a website like SlideShare where we can upload a PowerPoint presentation. We would like to have our content shared in Pinterest, our photos in Instagram. There's all of these places now that we can have our content working on our behalf. But if we're going to have to create all of these different types of content, it can get extremely expensive because there's just so much of it that's needed. And that's what you and I have been working on for the last few months, is ways to simplify that and reduce the cost of actually doing that. And that's what I want to talk about today, because repurposing, if you think about it, let's toss this back and forth a little bit. Why does it make sense to repurpose your most successful content?
Well, you already know that it's popular and relevant to.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. It's popular. It's relevant. People are obviously engaged in it. You've already proven that it's popular, as you say.
Yeah.
It's probably already converting. Yep. So you already know that you've got a winning piece there. So yes, it makes sense. When it comes to creating that type of content, the other thing to factor in is usually your most successful content is content that you've taken probably more time to create than maybe other forms of content. So, for example, if you've got content on your website that maybe you've got a blog post that's just really done well, all kinds of comments, it's got all kinds of traffic, maybe it's ranking highly, maybe it's being referred to a lot in Facebook, it's popular, you've probably put a fair amount of work into the research and the creation of that content. So it naturally lends to, now, why don't we take that same content and why don't we develop that into many, 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 many more forms of content that we can now distribute widely to these other sites. So I think what we're going to talk about, I can see we're up against the break. Let's do this. When we get back, Arlene, let's talk about how we've been going about doing this because it's working so well. Let's talk about how to repurpose your most successful content and then the types of content that you can repurpose it into and then places you can publish this content right after the break.
Mm-hmm. More affiliate buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Is your website hacked?
Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
It's time to take your ad testing out of the Mesozoic era and into the Ezoic era. Ezoic is the world's first machine learning platform, creating tailored ad combinations to monetize your website. Our automated ad testing not only boosts ad income, but increases page views, improves bounce rate, and will impress the user experience. Start your 30-day free trial today at ezoic.com and join thousands of publishers who are already earning 60% more with Ezoic. That's EZOIC.com. Ezoic, make your website smarter. Ezoic is a Google certified publishing partner.
Money doesn't grow on trees, so you'll probably have a better chance of growing your business with Cranberries.
What?
Cranberry Radio, cranberry.fm.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz. Here's James and Arlene.
We're talking about Pad 2.0 and 8 creative ways to repurpose your most successful content to not only rank highly, but to also convert those viewers, those visitors, those listeners, if it happens to be a podcast, into actual customers. So let's do this. When we sit down and you and I decide, okay, we're going to put together what we call a Pad 2.0 campaign, we sit down and the first thing that we do is we sit down and we organize the topic that we're going to cover.
Right.
And we call it the research phase. And part of this research is we're trying to identify the topic that we want to cover that's going to be popular. And the way we've been doing that is because we've got existing content, we can go back and have a look at that content and find out which is the most successful. Once we do that, we have been changing up the content somewhat because what we have been doing and that's working so well is we've been creating this content and reworking it somewhat in some cases into 8 secrets or 10 steps, those types of things. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
So one of the articles that we did that we began with was the top 10 best practices in affiliate marketing. And then we identified the top 10 and we researched that extremely well. We pulled all the bits and pieces together into a research paper, which is typically 2 to 3 pages in a Microsoft Word document, bullet point, probably 12 point times New Roman, and just basically poured it onto the page. Another one that we put together was 7 secrets of successful influencer marketing campaigns, where in this case we identified the 7 secrets. And we like to break it down into the bite-sized pieces like that because we find creating the content becomes a little bit easier, quite a bit easier. And once we have that, of course, we want to make sure we've determined at the end of the content what's the call to action. And that's important as affiliates or anybody, of course, that's marketing online, because once they've consumed that content, you want them to actually take an action of some sort, and you want to make sure that's well thought through and added. And then, of course, in this content, we like to include our contact information, website address, of course, the old proverbial link back to our website, maybe our Facebook address, Twitter, that type of thing at the bottom of the content. So then let's do this one. Let's talk about, once we have that research paper, in our particular case, because we're primarily podcasters, we're not really bloggers. Oh, this works exactly the same formula for a blogger. We actually then create a podcast episode based on that topic, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So we put together a whole little outline. We have a kind of a podcast outline that we use over and over again, and we just fit that right in.
We do. And then we actually, if we're doing it for ourselves, we will record the episode. And then at the end of that episode, we now have a 30-minute podcast that basically shares the information that was outlined in that research paper. If we've got a client, we give that information to the client in the form of a podcast outline. They do the podcast, then we take their 30-minute podcast, and then we repurpose it. If you happen to be a blogger, you take that same research, and instead of creating a podcast, of course, you're going to create a very professionally written, very detailed blog post.
Yes.
So that becomes the core content that we begin with. Now we have either a really, really well-researched, well-thought-through, well-written blog post, or the same quality of a podcast. Then at that point, you've got a great transcriptionist, don't you? And then,
yes.
And we fire it off to them, and take us through that step a little bit.
So what I do is just have that podcast transcribed, and we have a certain format that we use. We ask them to, you know, make sure that they've got the good headline, and then they are doing it word for word, but they're also at the same time making sure that if there's any misspeak or pauses or anything like that, everything is transcribed so that it's very easy to read. And they use proper grammar. They also put in little subheadlines. So if we're talking about a specific topic, that little topic will be identified by a subheadline. And it's just a transcript of the podcast from start to finish.
You bet. So then once we have that actual transcript, that becomes a nice, there's the first piece of content. Secondly, if it happens to be a podcast, what we do is we send off the episode, the audio episode, to our writer, who then develops what we call the show notes. And of course, if you head over to jamesmartell.com or our sister podcast, podcastingmastery.com, and have a look at any one of the episodes, you'll notice that with every episode we produce, there's a 600 or 700 word episode outline, what we call the show notes, that are SEO optimized and well written, well researched, published, and that's included. So there's the second type of content. So if you're a podcaster, you've got the podcast, the show notes, and the transcript. Now, to take it further from there, we also have, because we've taken the time to create a really good piece of content, then we have another writer that develops what we call feature articles for us. Talk to that a little bit.
Yeah. So the feature article, it's really, it's quite a long article. It could be anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 words, and it's just a very detailed, very, very detailed explanation of that topic. It's a feature article.
Absolutely, and so it's extremely well written, and as Arlene said, it's quite long. It's usually 1,500 to 2,000 words, and it's a high quality piece. And we usually have two, maybe three copies of that article created. We have the article created, so we can put one of them on our own website.
Yeah.
And then if we have a second article, or maybe we have two additional articles that are completely unique, they're not a duplicate. of the article that's on our site. They're completely uniquely written. Then we will approach other webmasters, other bloggers typically, and offer them up that article for free in return for the backlink back to our website. Yes. So that's kind of the basics up front. I can see we're up against the break. I want to get into the cool content, though, in a moment when we get back from the break, because this is the other content that can be created very quickly, very inexpensively, and it's really high quality and it works so well. So we'll do that right after the break.
More Affiliate Buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
All of your favorite WebmasterRadio.fm programs.
Affiliate Buzz. Next Gen Now.
CEO Coach. Cyber Law and Business Report.
Have found a new home. SEO Rockstars.
SEM Synergy.
Webcology.
SEO 101.
PPC Rockstars.
Purse Strings with Maria Retan.
All of your favorite WebmasterRadio.fm programs have found a new home. Cranberry Radio. Cranberry.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm is now Cranberry Radio, your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement.
Time now to hear some more Affiliate Buzz. Here's James and Arlene.
Yes, I am here with Arlene, and we're talking about PAD 2.0 and 8 creative ways to repurpose your most successful content to rank and convert. So, Arlene, so let me just kind of quickly recap here. So we talked about, in our case, starting with a podcast, but again, it could be starting with a blog, a really high-quality blog post. In our case, we have the show notes created for the actual podcast, and we add those show notes to our website. And in addition, because it's a podcast and because we have it set up in such a way that our podcast feeds other websites such as iTunes and iHeartRadio, Spreaker, TuneIn, and a variety of other podcasting directories, this podcast repurposes out into all of those other sites as well. We talked about having a transcript of the podcast created. We convert that into a PDF, and we can use that on our own site. We can use it as an opt-in offer on the site. We could just publish it as a complimentary piece to the podcast for our listeners. We talked about creating feature articles that we can also publish on our own website, and then also a couple of feature articles out onto other reputable blogs. In all cases, all of this content so far is all pointing back to our site or to our client's site. So then from there, there's an interesting twist that we do, Arlene. You take the feature article, and then you have a condensed version created for the infographic. Could you talk to that?
Yeah, so what they do is they just take the high points. So it's really the most important points of that feature article, and they give it a title and just a very short, maybe two-sentence description of what that topic covers.
Yeah. So for example, if I can throw in an example, yeah. I have one in front of me. So the 7 secrets of successful influencer campaigns, influencer marketing campaigns, how to unlock the power of influencer marketing in your business. And then there's a one paragraph description of that at the top, which is really condensed from the article. And then there's the actual 7 secrets with a headline and then a really strong paragraph that explains it. And then there's 7 of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then there's a close, then there's the logo, and then there's the contact information down at the bottom. So pretty simple stuff. And we turn that into an infographic. And the infographics are very high-end. They're beautiful. They get shared everywhere. You can share all of this content we're talking about, of course, can be shared through social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, in the case of images and stuff. And that turns into – so that's the fourth type of content, is a really nice-looking infographic. So then you also take that same content that you use to create this long copy or this longer looking, very graphically rich infographic, and we take the same words, though, and we use them again in another document this time that we call a checklist, because if there's seven secrets, that person wants to make sure they cover them all. So we turn that into a nice little checklist that can be again used on the website as a PDF. It can be used as a opt-in offer. It can be used as a giveaway at conferences, trade shows. If you happen to have a booth set up somewhere, there's lots of places that you can use that. So we've talked about a podcast, a blog, show notes, transcript, a few feature articles, an infographic, and a checklist, and it's all using the same content. So we found also, because we've created so much content over the years, it usually takes about three times longer to do the research than actually create the content.
Yeah.
So this is another reason it makes so much sense to actually take the extra time that you've taken to do the great quality research and then create it into other forms of content. So I can see we're coming up pretty soon against the clock here. So there's three more types though that I'd like to share before we wrap it up here. So the other thing that we do is we take one of the feature articles and we actually fire it off to one of our outsourcers at Upwork, and we have it professionally narrated. So you take that 1,500 or 2,000 word article, and you have it narrated by a pro, a voice talent. Usually costs around $40 to $50 to have it done. You get this beautiful piece back that's very nicely narrated. And then what I do is I fire it off to one of our video editors, at Upwork, who takes the audio narration and then develops a beautiful video using the audio narration as the backdrop for the actual video. So now we have this beautiful, usually 7 to 10 minute video that we can now publish on Facebook. We can publish it on our own website. Of course, we can also share it into YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. So then we also take the content, and this goes back to the transcript, and I fire the transcript off to one of our writers, who will then turn the literally word-for-word transcript that's been cleaned up a little bit, as you'd mentioned, and they rewrite it from scratch into a booklet, into a beautiful little booklet. And if you want to see an example of this, you can just do a Google search for let me see what we would do. Outsourcing Essentials for Podcasters, James Martell, Amazon. Do a search like that. You'll find one of these beautiful little booklets. They're available in all the digital formats, whether it would be for the Kindle, any of the devices. Is available in Mobi. It's available as an e-publisher document. So it's available in all of the digital formats, but it's also available as a paperback book or paperback booklet in this particular case. Nice cover, great, extremely well written. It's not at all looking like a transcript. It's actually turned into a booklet. This now gives us a nice presence in Amazon as well. And then finally, the number 8 type of content that we create is a PowerPoint presentation. Again, taking the 8 points or the 7 secrets, whatever it is, and we turn that into a beautiful little PowerPoint presentation. And then we go ahead and we publish it at SlideShare, which was recently purchased by LinkedIn, that has absolutely hundreds of thousands of visitors per month. I think somewhere to the tune of 700,000 unique visitors a day. I can't remember the number, but it's huge. It's huge. So, and then we publish the presentation there. So by the end of this, we've taken literally one piece of content. We've turned it into 8 different varieties of content, and we've distributed over probably at least 20 to 25 different websites, all pointing back to us, all working in our behalf. It's our most successful content. It's our best content. We already know it's popular. We already know it converts, and we've already, in most cases, done the research. So I think you'd agree, Arlene, it makes so much sense.
It really does.
Okay, so there was a mouthful today. We were going to have a nice casual little conversation, and there it is. I think we hit everybody with a hammer today. But think about it. It's a very good, for those of you who are looking to create some high-quality content on the fly, inexpensively, that can be widely distributed, all pointing back to you and your website, I think you'll agree that it's a great way to go. So now, before we wrap up, I have one more question for you, Arlene. Mm-hmm. Totally off the cuff, completely out of right field.
Oh boy.
What marketing lessons can be learned from a 2-year-old?
Oh my gosh. Marketing lessons from a 2-year-old. Oh my gosh. Persistence is the biggest one.
Persistence.
Not taking no for an answer.
Definitely no, not no.
Yeah.
It doesn't take no. Okay, how about from the 6-year-old? What the little story you told me where Hannah was hitting Brooke yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So Hannah was giving Brooke a little slap on the head yesterday right in front of me. And I was just about to open my mouth to say something. And Brooke pipes up immediately and says, "Hannah, are hands for hitting?" And Hannah says, "No." And she goes, "Hannah, are hands for hugging?" Hannah says, "Yes." And she bends down and gives Brooke a hug. So she goes from hitting to hugging in about 4 seconds flat. And all I can think is, oh my gosh, Shelby has cloned herself. It's pretty hilarious.
That would be the mom.
Yes. I didn't even need to step in at all. She completely handled it.
Yeah. So see, we can learn a lot from the little ones. Huge amount. All right. On that note, I can see we are actually officially out of time. Keep in mind that if there's anything we mentioned here that you missed today, that we do take all of the notes for you, including links to anything that we've mentioned. And you'll find the show notes for this particular episode, of course, at jamesmartell.com/AB435 for Affiliate Buzz 435. And I will say the website's going through a full revamp. Finally, yay. I also invite you to come and hang out with us here every Thursday afternoon live at 2 p.m. Pacific time here on cranberry.fm for the Affiliate Buzz. And a final reminder that if you haven't already subscribed to be alerted each week to new episodes, I encourage you to do so. I invite you to subscribe to the Affiliate Buzz by sending a blank email to affiliate_buzz@aweber.com. Arlene, thank you again and welcome back. And to our listeners, thanks for listening to another edition of the Affiliate Buzz.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.